So this presentation is based on the collaborative work with many excellent scholars from the OECD and New Washington and Michigan and Duke University. I think this work is a little different from the other papers presented in this session because we are really interested in developing some general tool to support some decision making for some malaria control. When you Google like ITN or IRS in Google Scholar, and probably more than 1,000 papers actually came out, but still we found that there are a lot of decision makers in Africa where some local people had no idea or very little idea that what kind of insecticide to use, how often they need to use. Like we're more interested in implementation and the way to use the currently available information from a lot of papers and a lot of different experts. So I'm more like a policy and economist and statistician, so some of my work has a very intensive statistical and more technical work, but I just try to deliver some general ideas about and also some of our results. Yeah, so I don't need a lot of backgrounds on this. So there are substance causes of malaria and also malaria control as well. But fortunately, we have a lot of various methods of malaria control. But so far, even if there are a lot of the available method to control the malaria disease burden, but we all know that there are very serious drug resistance for malaria disease management. So, and also some vaccination. There are a lot of money and funding is dedicated to develop a really effective vaccine, but not really perfectly successful right at this moment. And also, so many people agree that the preventive measures of vector control has been most effective, such as ITN, IRS, and larvicide these days. But there are some problem of vector control because I think many previous presenters already discussed about there are some sort of misuse of all the control methods and their policy is pretty arbitrary, as I already said. But most of the concern that we focus on is that there are some environmental and human health impacts by insecticides. So it's kind of a risk trade-off. So some of you already know that some kind of chronic health effect of DDT and some strong insecticide. That's why there are a lot of the discussion between the DDT versus the pyrethroid is some kind of less serious insecticide, but definitely they're less effective in killing mosquitoes. So we just want to remind you that some complex case between DDT and malaria, there is some trade-off. The risk trade-off between environmental health and then public health, and also this type of method may have created some unintended consequences, and also there are a lot of international dimensions, like some countries are really trying to ban the import from some countries where the DDT has been seriously used. So we know that there's some decision making is needed on what is a more serious problem in a specific country. So we think that the well-informed decision making needs to be we needed to handle the malaria control policy because we know that there are a lot of available methods out there and what is the best combination of the intervention given the constraint within the local health care delivery systems to manage challenges. So yeah, we need a special tool to handle this dilemma. So we have two project objectives. One, we try to develop an effective and a practical decision support tool to improve implementation of malaria control strategies, including both vector control and disease management. And then this decision support tool is really subject to the quality of information because we intend to use a lot of information from the researchers and also from the local experts. So really try to evaluate the performance of this tool based on the quality of information and also the value of information to be compared with the actual cost of information because the acquiring information was very costly. So we have some strategy to develop some tool to make to support their decision making. So we sort of borrow the tool called decision analysis that has been widely used in business and environmental management. But recently, the growing number of papers has been published in the health decision making using decision support or decision analysis tool. So we believe that the DA analysis can bring together multiple perspectives and areas of expertise. So we hope that it fosters collaboration and dialogue between researchers and scholars and actual policymakers and the actual health staff in the field. So we call that MDAST, which is Decision Analysis Tool. And there are three properties of this tool in multidisciplinary approach. It includes medicine, risk analysis, environmental science, economic, because that all like each discipline actually explains some specific factor that related to malaria control and malaria burden. And implement science, we really want to combine scientific knowledge into the actual practice with the specific settings. And we do not want that this is like really fixed model. We just we believe that this tool is evolved and with a different setting and different disease and even different situations. So as of now, MDAS has been developed for three African countries in Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya. So again, conceptually, we try to put together all possible risk factors for malaria and malaria control. So start from the input contextual factors. So malaria, also environmental conditions and social factors. And then we focus on two interventions, vector control and disease management. And we focus on three different area dimensions of the potential impacts, human health, economic, and environmental impacts. So we use the Analytica as a software, as a visual tool for creating, analyzing, communicating decision models. And there are the four different sections, decision, uncertainties, and processes and outcomes. I'm going to show you some user interface of the MDAST. So this is actually, we've developed, probably created multiple different versions in collaboration and in communicating with the local people, because like initially the user interface is a lot more complex, but when we communicate with the people in Tanzania and Kenya, and then we feel that that's too much for the general user, so we just drop down to more of a simpler version with this. So control portfolio and parameters and result. But if they're interested in really doing some more complex the diagrams, and then they may see some of these more complex. There are more than 200 variables in there, but we don't want them to really be overwhelmed by that. So when they make some decisions on this, the current intervention and result of the 1 and 2 and 3, and comparing the multiple different the scenarios. And for example, for vector control, they just choose the how often they did it and how much subsidies they can get, and what's the awareness campaigns, how long will they be. So all those like the decision factors also determined by the local people, it's not from us, and for IRS and library siting as well. So then when they get to the, when they set up the all these set of the decision factors and also the contextual factors, and then they can choose the what the outcomes they are interested in. And when they click the calculation button, then they can see some outputs. Like for example, this is one example between DDT and pyrethroid in terms of the total program cost. So this will give them some idea about the what's the best method in terms of their situation. So all these the input parameters needs to be the keyed in by the users. Local area. And this is more like a dynamic version of the outputs, and over the 10-year horizons, what will be the malaria mortality. Of course, there are a lot of uncertainties, but still it will give you some kind of idea to like what kind of things will happen in the next 10 years. And there's another example by different age cohorts, age under 5 and adults and pregnant women for monthly incidence. So we think that this is, DA tool is not a panacea, and so it's subject to the quality of information. So we actually try to evaluate this tool through a different approach. So we engage stakeholders through the structured interviews, and our team actually been to the three project countries and communicate with them a lot, and ask them what kind of control strategies do you are interested in, what kind of factors are you interested in adding into this tool. And also we conducted a series of stakeholder workshops to train and then get some ideas, and then sort of showing the prototype and then get some revisions based on their feedback. And also the one of the topic for this presentation, we also do some valuable information analysis. They're more like a methodological approach to evaluate our tool, whether this tool makes sense, and then what kind of information do we need to add to make some more plausible and more effective decision making
tool. So objective of this view analysis is to identify key knowledge gaps and create policy-relevant research agenda for malaria control policy. So we define VOI as decision-improving value of additional information provided by MDAST for informed decision-making for malaria control. So the purpose, the major purpose of this doing this analysis, we try to measure the quantitative benefit of acquiring additional information from MDAST, because, as I said, there are more than 200 different the factors. So we need to prioritize. So what factor out of those 200 variables are really need some more information. So, and then that will give us even researchers to the another study on some IRS or ITN or some other the control methods. So we did some series of analysis, importance analysis, and basically identify what are the key sources of uncertainty and try to understand importance of the uncertain input parameters to the uncertainty in this output. So as a first cut, we focus on the five different factors: baseline vector recruitment per person, evolutionary speed, evolutionary fitting cost, for mostly for the insecticide resistance parameters, and some two larvae sizing parameters. But this is kind of a little more complex to explain within a few minutes. So there are some results, and if we focus on some key outcome values, and then we see that the at least among these five parameters, the baseline vector recruitment per person has been the most uncertain factor that then needs more information to improve the quality of this tool. And also there is some sensitivity on several different values as well. And then based on this series of importance and sensitivity analysis, we actually created a table of comparing the uncertainty, level of uncertainty, and level of importance, and based on the assumed value for our quantitative model for all those five parameters. And finally, we try to measure the VOI as a dollar term to ask the series of questions: how much does MDAS reduce the uncertainty level on the outcome of malaria control policy compared to those without that kind of tool? So these are just one, the outcome based on the scenario with the four scenarios by evaluation speed and with fitting the cost. For example, if the decision makers are interested in the 70% IRS coverage versus 100% IRS coverage with and without information, what would be the expected value of perfect information? So if they make a decision based on the information from the tool, then there is the additional value of $129 per avoided severe cases. Of course, there are uncertainties, but at least it gives some kind of idea about what is the value of information. So if the cost of acquiring the information is less than $129, then it's worthwhile to do pursuing that kind of research to get them information to support their decision making. So in our paper, we actually developed some kind of the decision tree illustration to show that what kind of approach we got to gain the number $129. But that's kind of somewhat really overwhelming as well. So as a conclusion, we believe that malaria control require very complex and multifaceted decision-making processes. So we think that careful consideration would be needed on trade-off between the human health and the environment health. So we argue that decision analysis approach can be a tool to integrate the conflict between issues and support informed decisions. So value analysis is also a very good tool to evaluate the DA-based tool. So these are our collaborators and funders. Thank you.
Thank you.